Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Multiplied. Many, many blessings to you. Thank you for tuning in as you continue your process of letting go, to find balance, to get back into alignment, to embody harmony. And the balance, it's your natural state of being. It is your essence. It is your reality. It is programmed into your DNA. And you activate it when you remember who you are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Which means there is nothing you can handle. There's really nothing in your way. Now, there are things that you perceive, the things that you see, the experiences that you're going through that almost make that statement untrue. But that's why we're here. You know, a movie where, you know, the story begins the way it should end, and you know the storyline, you understand everything. It's kind of like, oh, that was boring. But we'd like to be taken through this twist and turns and thinking the hero's not going to survive. Sometimes we get so caught up, we talk back to the movie as if the actors are going to change what they're doing because we're talking back. Sometimes you just gotta let go. Sometimes you just gotta surrender. Sometimes you just have to have a conversation with your soul. You know what? I let my soul surrender. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I just let my soul surrender. Ricky Byers Beckwith.
What am I, yeah? I am like a child, and you are with me still. What am I? Oh, I am like
Are you in that space where you just want your soul to surrender? Where you just want to let go? And you're so ready, but somehow you don't even want the tears to fall because that means you're weak. Let it go. Man, if you really know, if you understand, your tears are sacred medicine. They help you to surrender. They help you to let go. Because there's some things you can't put in words. And the body knows how to take care of itself to release energy. So you can surrender to your greater yet to be. So you may go deep, deep, deep inside of yourself. And rise up in consciousness. Life is not for wimps. And a spiritual path is for gladiators. That's right. let my soul surrender. Ricky Byers Beckwith. The kind of songs that just, it's really a prayer. You know, when you sing, you're praying twice. And music like that, prayer like that, they help you really go beyond your intellectual mind. The instruments, they activate you. If it's the piano, the guitar, the drums. See, what happens when you surrender to music, when you surrender to dancing, when you surrender to hearing songs that just lift up your consciousness, they tune you up. Because you are God's instrument. And life's ups and downs cause you to be out of tune sometimes. When you find yourself snapping and you don't even know why, because you're out of tune. But you must. It is important. I suggest, I strongly recommend, like they tell you at the car dealership when they're trying to sell stuff and this and that. They say, well, you don't really need it, but we strongly recommend. Well, they strongly recommend because they want the money. But this is a different conversation. This is a reminder from your soul, from your spirit, to remind you to tune yourself up, to tune in so that you can play, release your perfect song. And when you're moving through life, you feel like you're in harmony, that you're part of this choir. Like, wow, things are just flowing because you're in tune. You've allowed yourself to be tuned up. So if you woke up today, you rushed out of bed, or you were late, and you said another word instead of shift in consciousness, you said, oh, shit. Well, this is your moment to just bring yourself back, because moments like that cause you to be out of tune. When you yell, when you get angry, it's good, it's contrast. And they create a space, an expansion, a friction for you to allow yourself to be polished so you may really shine. But a process of surrendering, of letting go, is to remember that you are God's instrument. You are an instrument of good. You are good's instrument. So when you go out there in the world, when you're around yourself, you're in harmony with everybody else, and you can feel the good that you are, because you have allowed yourself to be tuned up and tuned in. And then you get to turn people out. Like, Ricky Byers Beckwith. Thank you, Queen Mother, Sacred Goddess, Medicine Woman, a prayer-filled woman, reminding us to let our soul surrender. Her virtual home is weletitbe.com, weletitbe.com. There are other ways to get there, but that's a good way to remember. We let it be. So whatever's going on in your life, good, bad, indifferent, or just like, you know, I can't even talk about it. Just let it be. Not ignoring it, not avoiding it, recognizing it is there. Paying attention to if you need to do something or not. But more importantly, be something. Be about it. Be an observer. Watch what's happening inside of you. Watch what's moving inside of you. You're triggered to be grateful, triggered to be mad, afraid. It all belongs. And it doesn't mean you're not spiritual. It doesn't mean you're not enlightened. Probably it means the opposite, that you are so, so enlightened that you can feel and hear what's moving inside of you. You are the light. You are the light, so there is no need to be afraid of the darkness. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired, where change begins. And when that change is inspired in you, you can't help but make a difference. Life is good. It's getting better. And you are the good that life is, because your existence is important. Your existence is part of the divine plan. So that's why we're coming together to fine-tune our vibration, to fine-tune ourselves as an instrument. And we move back out into the world, into our world, and we release that inner harmony, makes the whole world dance. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And there are so many other names and nicknames and titles. But what is most important is I am that I am. I am that I am. I am all that life is. I am all that good is. I am all that God is. I am all that the Goddess is. And the same is true for you. Welcome to the House of Love. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for saying yes to life. Welcome. Those of you who are listening online, I welcome you. Those of you that are listening to the archive, thank you for being here, taking the time out to listen to yourself, to tune in. And those of you on the phone lines, thank you. Dream Master, my brother, it's nice to see you. Earthweb, Coco D, Cream Coco, that's it. I was thinking of Tyrone's song. What's that song called again? Celeste, remind me, just say it, I remember it. Coco, okay, I'm just going to bring you on to tell me in a minute. What is it? Lala, something smooth. My mind is blank. Anyway. Glowing Gooch is nice to see you. Glow, glow. Yvette is in the house. Silent listeners, this guy's just guest. And if your name wasn't called, know that I am honoring you because I see you anyway. And I'm within radio listeners. I think I said something to them. But if I didn't, you know, if I acknowledge one person, I'm acknowledging all. Because it's really one of us. Only one of us. Today's topic, today's theme is letting go to live a balanced life. Are you out of balance? Are you out of sync? Do you feel like you're falling? Do you feel like you're so up high and you're loving it, but you feel alone? Do you wish to bring your friends and family with you, but worrying if they come with you, they might bring you back down? Well, you're at the right place. But before we go deep into that topic, into that conversation, let me bring on Celeste Morgan, also the lady that's also known as the lady with the silk voice. Then there's another one, too. What is it? something about bringing life. There's life in your voice. You should get all these names. What's really going on?
Yeah.
Faithless.
Yeah. Hey, I'm so happy that the names I call myself are finally matching my divine identity. And
I like that, yeah.
Right? And that song by Terrence Harris, which, you know, you could totally play today, would be La La Coco Smooth, sir.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Actually, you know what? I might just do that. You know, I'm good at multiple things. And I don't like to distract myself, but maybe it's a good song to play. Talk about letting go. Let's do something different.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know what? You've had phenomenal guests all this week, and I was kind of like, all right, he's going solo, so perhaps you get to show us how we take care of ourselves in your own house through the radio. Playing La La Coco Smooth, showing us how to let it go, and like treating yourself like the king you are as the guest in your own studio. Welcome home, Life Coach Today.
Wow. Keep talking. I feel good about myself already.
Well, you know, we had a high priestess in the house, Dr. Akua Gray family. Wow, you've got to check her out. Hear your womb story from a fresh perspective. So many nuggets. And then the brothers panel, you guys just warriors on the field sharing your deep spiritual truths and philosophies and applications of how you show up in life. It was a grand time for the sacred masculine and honoring women. So, yeah, you deserve today to chill out, man.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm redundant because I keep saying how grateful I am. But I am grateful. I am grateful for the opportunity to have these kinds of conversations. I'm grateful that I said yes to my gift, to say yes to my mission. I'm grateful that I am on purpose, that I get to do it passionately, and no matter what is going on. And it actually, because I am where I am now, it takes me out of my funk when I'm in a funk, and it elevates me when I'm ready, when I'm feeling balanced. So it feeds me on so many levels. And then to be able to just share a bit of that with listeners, and the little that I share, people take that, nurture that, and use it for their own transformation. It's like, wow, God, I am so grateful. I am so grateful. So, it really touches me when I think about it. I get emotional, and I'm just really, 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 you know, I've shared many times how when I was younger, I said I wanted to help people. And at that point, I thought it was to be a doctor. I never did tell my mother before she made her transition, but I've said if I was to tell her, I'd tell her I'm a different kind of a doctor. You know, I really can own the title of being a healer. And all of what I'm saying is not from an ego space at all. It is just simply being a reflection. It's not always easy. There's challenges. There's stuff I'm still moving through. There's stuff that I'm like, I just don't know how that's going to happen. And sometimes in that space, I'm a little bit more grounded. And there's some things in my life sometimes I'm just like, oh, my God, I am scared. But then, you know, but to be able to stand for healing from my own experiences and for others, it's a blessing. So because I believe a true healer raises the vibration for others to heal. And it's always easy. And healers are in many ways. Anything that we're doing to help other people raise their vibration makes you a healer. You know, in the Western world, we run away from that. But no. We're talking about indigenous wisdom. We're talking about ancient wisdom. Wisdom that lives in us, that transcends degree and university, the wisdom of ages, that gets us through the challenging time. So for me, I am grateful that I get to be a small reflection for others of who they are, and because really, ultimately, we're in this together. So, what can I say?
I love it.
Yeah.
You go get some water, heat up your tea. I'm going to let them know what else is going on for the network, okay?
You go ahead and do that.
Beautiful, by the way. Seriously, you know. That was amazing stuff, man. I'm loving this download. All right. Hello, family. I see you. Sweet Tea from D.C., Dream Master, all you magical people in the chat room and on the phone lines. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. Even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we really want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. And if you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Today, you can email him those at ask@lifecoachday.com. The theme for the month of March is Living a Balanced Life, and we have exciting shows on a Life Conversations Radio Network for your listening pleasures. Be sure to join Ambassa Safera for the play experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. You can join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. And the Sounds of Soul of the Day is going on a bit of a hiatus on 1-2 Radio, but you can stay updated by checking out the like page on Facebook for more details. We will be sure to keep you posted. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste Morgan. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We got some questions. We got questions, right? We got quite a few questions to answer.
Yeah, I got some questions for you, and I also saw something that I'd like you to play off of. You know, I think Jada Pinkett Smith is amazing sage in her own right. She posted something, and I'm curious about Life Coach Day's take on what I saw. So, yeah, we got that too, buddy.
Oh, it's excitement. Okay. Well, you know, I love surprises. I love life, and let's do this. All right. We'll see you soon, and we'll talk a little for maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes and then do some questions and then come back and do more questions. Yeah, we're just going to – let's all kick back today. Let's kick back and just let life happen through us. All right, Celeste. Yvette can't kick back too much. You got to stay on guard because you know I'll be asking for this and that. People don't know. I'll be putting them to work.
Sir, we are very present and in harmony with the theme. We've already been drinking the medicine. We're good. It works, y'all.
Bye, Celeste.
Ciao.
Oh, wow. Life is good. It's getting better. And, you know, I just want to ask you something right now. Did you take time today to just be grateful for you, to you? Did you take time to just be grateful for your life? If you didn't, do it now. And if you did, do it again, because you can never be grateful enough. You're great. You fill yourself up with the greatness, and then that way you can feed, share from a place of overflow. It's getting yourself into alignment. So, let's see something here, because I want to see if I want to do something here. But I'm just being free today. I am full, and I guess this is good to kind of ground me if it's ready. Let's see. No, it's not ready. Just technology is so slow. No, it's not. I was going to say. Well, technology is slow anyway compared to spirit and the soul and all of that. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to end the show with this, but I just want to get you in this groove. I talked about music earlier. I mean, listen to this. I'm just going to play a little bit. We're letting go. We're finding balance. We're dancing to experience our abundance.
I really want to get to know ya. Lady, won't you let me show ya? I'm not into playing silly games. I'm really hoping that you feel the same. If so, then just let me know. How far do you want to go? We can move fast or take it slow. Lady, won't you come to play me? She compares to no one. Pump me up like a shotgun. I knew I was stuck on her the very moment I saw her. I told myself, get ready. She proceeds to rock steady. Then she whispered in my ear, and all that she said was,
that's right, Lala Coco Boo. You're on. We'll end the show with that. Hopefully, if nothing else is inspired to play. But, you know, I want you to think about it. That's your soul singing to you. Your soul said, I ain't here to play silly games. I'm here to help you expand and be more and be the best that we agreed to be on this planet. And we are talking about letting go. You can't hold on. You can hold on, but if you hold on and being afraid, dragging the past and throwing your past into your future, then you won't be so smooth. You start cutting people, cutting yourself, just bruised up because you're dragging the past and throwing it in the future. So when you think of your future, you become afraid because you've thrown your past into your future. So you kind of know what to expect because your future is going to be like your past and you don't want to listen to anything. You get what I'm saying? But today I want you to just start letting go and cutting all the chains, breaking the chains, and allow your past to be in the past. And use the wisdom from the experience of the past to move you forward and to create a different future. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And the truth is, we're doing that. We're doing that every day, every moment. We see it happening. Movies and drama series are reminding us of the power of the mind. Sometimes they add a little bit of violence in it so that it's a little bit more digestible for the mass consciousness. But if you're straight up spiritual, straight up talking about your power, you know, like the movie Limitless, oh, you got to be some drama to it. Or people vote and protest and say, we don't want to teach our children that. But a little bit of violence makes us feel comfortable. It makes you wonder about what kind of species we are. Don't talk about sex. Don't talk about making love. But you'll put some violence in there. Yeah, we can deal with that. We're evolving. We're growing. And it's a whole new way to see ourselves. No judgment, just an observation. We're part of a divine plan. And as part of that divine plan, we are taking responsibility right now to let go of thoughts, habits, ways of being that no longer serve us. What are you carrying? What are you dragging with you? Because if you don't let go, that's what happens. If you don't let go, you get dragged. You get dragged into the stories of the past. You blame other people for creating the life that you have right now. And, you know, I don't know about you. Maybe some of you are super enlightened than I am. But sometimes there is a way where the past just kind of show up. And oh, my God, it will show up as if it's a new awareness. And it contaminates the present experiences. And I have to catch myself sometimes like, wait, what am I doing? What am I doing? I don't know if that's what they're thinking. I don't know if that's what they didn't say that to me. Why am I thinking that's why they're doing what they're doing? I said earlier, life is not for wimps, and the spiritual path is for gladiators. You know, if we really look at ourselves and just really, let's do that for now. We're talking about letting go, and we have many reasons why we want to hold on to something, why we won't forgive, why we struggle to meditate. We have so many reasons why we can't do, won't do what our soul is asking us to do. It really boils down to one thing. Afraid. We're afraid. When you're afraid, when you're in fear, you want to hold on to something. But sometimes you end up holding on to something that keeps you in alignment, in agreement with what you're trying to break away from. So, but there's this other part. Life is multifaceted. We're multidimensional. You hear people say, I'm a multidimensional being, which means you live, you exist in many dimensions. So there is a part of you that is spiritual, that is having a spiritual experience, not caught up in drama, just blissful, just like a little kid that's happy, just walking around picking flowers or tearing apart a toy to see how to put it back together and saying, But and then there's the physical part that's just like, oh, my God, I can't see it, I can't feel it, I can't smell it, I need it. But why? There's an emotional self that just wants to keep flowing and keeps moving. Just sending out currents to let you know what needs to be activated or deactivated. There's a mental body that says, oh, I got it, I got to do that, and then I do this. I can relax. Or it could be saying, I just can't do this. It's just too much for my head. I can't handle it. I don't have what it takes. And there's a part of you that transcends on a deeper level this human existence. There's a part of you. Now, the mime, your mind may be trying to figure it out. Just keep it simple. If seeing yourself as yourself and the only self that matters, then stay with that. Because it is not necessary for you to see or do what others do or see what they see for you to be liberated. What is most important is that you see what you need for your soul salvation. That you see that you are the light of God. That you are delightful. You're full of light. You are the light that's full of greatness. And this calls for compassion. It calls for understanding. We all have stories, and it was designed that way. Some of the stories was installed in us. Some of the story we installed in ourselves. Some of the stories we were born into. It is part of our existence. And we came here on this planet to be more, to dissolve the BS. Say, no, it's much more than that. So the question to you, for you today is, what are you holding on to? Now, I want you to stay with that question. What are you holding on to? Are you holding on to, I would never let them do that to me again, so I've got to protect myself? I'm going to always make sure I never go through a hell like that again, and I'm going to do everything in my power. Are you holding on to your spirituality because this is the best way and I don't want to be like the other people? Are you holding on to your spirit like, I got to hold on because without my spirit I'll be a mess? If you hear what I'm saying, it's more about the energy underneath what you're saying. Because the people that you find attractive, the people that inspire you, they got stuff going on, but they learn to let go. They learn to be comfortable with the unknown. And they also learn to be uncomfortable with the uncomfortable. Because sometimes we think we need to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. But can you create a space for yourself where you say, I am uncomfortable, and just be uncomfortable with the uncomfortable? Create a space for yourself rather than, I shouldn't feel this way, I should know better than this, I meditated this morning. It's not so much what you say. It's more about the energy behind what you're saying. What are you holding on to? Why are you holding on to it? Are you holding on for dear life? That you know if you let go, it's just going to, oh my God. But maybe, just maybe, the answer to your prayer is to let go. Now, here's a tricky thing about spiritual growth and self-development, self-awareness. It's really about letting go. It's about constantly letting go. You have a new reality. You hold on to that until it doesn't, you outgrow it or doesn't feel right. You let go and there's more. You let go and there's more. It's like the trapeze artist. You know, when you go to a circus, they swing, and in order to move to the next one, they have to let go. If they hold on, they might even hurt something. And sometimes, it's not easy to let go. But the question is, are you willing to let go? Are you willing to be willing? Because balance is our true nature. Balance, harmony, love is our true nature. Happiness is our true nature. Happiness is our true nature. That's why Pharrell is getting paid, because he tapped into something that is true for us. He said happiness is the truth. Do you feel like you're in a room with no roof? We know that is our reality. But we are sometimes sold all kind of BS, so that you can be happy. And yes, the things that you buy will make you feel happy temporarily, especially if you think that's where your happiness is coming from. It's okay to go, retail therapy. It's okay to do that, but we must understand it is our nature. And sometimes we work so hard being spiritual that we don't experience happiness. We don't experience the harmony that we are. Sometimes I work too damn hard to be spiritual. And then when I almost burn myself out, a part of me said, dude, just relax. It's not that deep. Don't you always talk about God is everywhere, evenly present? That God knows what God is doing? Don't you always talk about trust in life? So what happened now? I don't know. I just thought if I didn't take this shift seriously, I want shift in consciousness. And that higher self, relax. It's okay. You are okay. What do you need to forgive today? And you know, the thing about forgiveness is you don't have to know how. You just got to be willing. It happens in your heart. It happens in your heart. It happens on a deeper level. Now, so here's the thing. If you're struggling to forgive, if you're struggling to let go, here's one simple question. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's a simple part. So I've had somebody say to me, well, I want to be happy and right. Good luck with that. Because for you to be right, then somebody has to be wrong. And when you make somebody wrong, you make yourself wrong. Because now you're investing energy in them being wrong. Now, here's another way of dealing with the forgiveness. Are you sick and tired? Of being sick and tired of what was done? Are you sick and tired of telling the whole story over and over and over? Here's another question to help you in forgiving. Don't you want to know love on a deeper level? Don't you want to know love for what love truly is? The kind of fire that keeps burning inside of you, even though it's below freezing point. Even though there's a storm out there, but you just know there's this flame that's just burning inside of you. That even in your worst, you can be compassionate. Even in your joy, you can be compassionate. The whole thing about forgiveness is really about giving your soul, your spirit, your whole bodies a cleanse. I always say this, you know, forgiveness is to the soul, to the spirit, what a shower or bath is to the physical body. Just as you take a bath or shower every day, most people, forgiveness is an ongoing thing. You may get to a point where you realize, hey, wait, I don't even need to hold anybody hostage anymore. I really see and understand the truth here, that we are all on the path of life. We're remembering who we are, and some of the experiences, they cause us to forget who we are. But it all belongs. The darkness and the light is the same thing to God. The darkness and the light is the same thing to God. So if you're in your shadow self, if you're feeling in the dark, if you feel like you can't find your way there, God is there. You can't find your way out, God is there. And letting go is where you get to take off, is when you get to fly. And you might fly differently. But if you're holding on to stuff, you weigh yourself down emotionally, mentally, physically. Some of the stories have been with us so long that we don't even know it. They become a way of life. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we are letting go to live a balanced life, to be there for others. And Celeste is saying, sent a message saying that the report of two people killed, 16 injured following the collapse of two buildings in New York, East Harlem. This is a good place to let go so that we can allow the healing, the light that wants to be seen. So many thoughts are running rampant right now. So when you let go of stuff that no longer serve you anymore, you become the healer for the rest of the world. You get to send the prayer from right where you are, and they catch the answered prayer. They feel your essence. Somebody catches a thought to do the right thing. A paramedic would do something that they don't even know why they did it, to save a life. Do you understand how powerful you are? You are so powerful that you can create a lot of chaos in your life, knowing deep down that you will get through it. I release a prayer of gratitude. I release a prayer of healing for the world, for each and every one of us. I release a prayer of peace for all of us right now, this very moment. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I'm going to use some of the questions today emphasize the topic for the day, letting go. Letting go. And I'm almost ready. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Thank you all for tuning in, for your conversation in the chat room. I'm seeing somebody comment here. I think life would be boring if it were always easy. Yeah, of course. And that's why we're here. It's like you can sit there and hope your muscles develop, your inner core develops. If you don't go to a gym or do some kind of exercise, there you go. If you don't do some kind of exercise, you ain't developing nothing. You can hold a seed in your hand and say, oh, my God, this seed can turn into trees and fruits and harvest, and I can sell the fruit and people will be nourished and they release it, they digest it. But if you have the seed, you can admire it all you want unless you've developed a different way to grow the seed in your hand. That's what we all are. We are individually a seed of transformation. And when we nurture that seed that we are, when we feed it the right amount of water, fertilizer, it grows. It grows and, you know, releases its flowers and fruit. And other people who you would never meet get to taste your legacy. They get to taste your nectar. They get to taste your essence. We must learn to operate from a higher consciousness. Because the vibration is so high, so much is happening, and be careful. Be careful what you allow yourself to think. Be careful what you allow yourself to do with a thought that you know doesn't serve you. If you find yourself having a conversation about somebody else or something else, and you're complaining, just be careful. If you need to talk about it, but find somebody else who is not going to fuel the fire of judgment or criticism or blame or not good enough, not loving enough, like, yeah, I know, I'm like that too. You think that's bad, but you hear my story. I know what you're dealing with, but my shit is worse than yours, you know. And then you go, yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, my God, stop it. Ain't nobody got time for that. We ain't got time for that. We got time to live life fully. All right, let's bring on Celeste and deal with some of these questions. I think we can do one before the break. (sighs) 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad as well. 347-426-346. Questions, disagreement, post it on the like pages or land pages, the land page put together. The Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show page. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show page. Or the Life Conversations radio page. You know, it really doesn't matter to me. Is it Monday? We have a sister joining us, Candace Gorham, who used to be a fundamentalist, deep into Christianity. Now the label she uses is an atheist. It's cool. She ain't a horrible person. She ain't, like, saying death to the world. So we can have a conversation. and we can grow, we can learn from one another. You know, she learned one path and she let go of that path. She's finding balance. And maybe she's bringing a whole new meaning to what it means to be an atheist. She's like, wait a minute, what is this God thing we're talking about? I don't know if I believe in it. Because sometimes some of the things we live out were just installed in us. So she had to let go of the old story. Oh, I so look forward to having a conversation with her. It's exciting. Celeste, how are you doing, my friend?
Wow. I've been on a journey, and it's funny what you miss in a chat room because your family has been talking, and I got this one exchange. So I'm going to tell him this. But Dream Master and had written earlier that, you know, you were just so amazing, and this program needed sponsorship, right? And then EarthWeb came in and said, I so agree, Dream. I subjected perfect strangers to a show sitting in public Wi-Fi. And some were like, who is this deep brother? Well, since you asked, laugh out loud. I thought that was a cool story. How beautiful. Thank you for sharing that moment with us.
People who are sitting next to you, ask their name. I'll shout them out. We don't do shout out, but this is just a special treat. We don't do shout outs. We just do love out. I'll shout out their name.
There you go. There you go. I had to give that to you as well. And did I hear you correctly that you want to start with a question, sir?
Yeah, let's do one question. Let's do something that
it's your world.
Well. I know, right? Let's do a question that you think I'll be able to knock out, like, just real easy. Because, you know, when those questions, they scare me sometimes.
I know. Okay.
That won't take too long. Let's do one that's not fully loaded, and then we'll take a break and come back and do the rest. And, of course, speaking of letting go, you're going to remind me, right? Yeah, you did. Thank you. I have an announcement for you listeners, and it's truly in alignment with letting go to find balance, to live a balanced life. Okay, so let's do one of the questions, and I'm waiting to hear from those people. Let me do a shout-out. We don't do shout-outs. But this is I'm letting go of not doing shout outs and just do something different today. Mm. So anyway, all right. Question, questions.
Yes, this is from Jennifer. Dear Life Coach Today, how do I nicely tell my friend she is loud and acting ignorant when we are out in public? She is embarrassing sometimes. She's a nice girl, but she gets so passionate about things sometimes. Jennifer.
How do I nicely tell my friend she's loud and she acts ignorant? Woo. Yeah, okay. So she's your friend, right? And you say she's ignorant. Well, guess what? All right. Let me not give it to you. I'm going to say it, but I want you to be able to hear me. I don't want to hit you too hard yet. I want to soften you up, and then I'm going to give it to you two times. Bam. So she's your friend, right? You say she's embarrassing sometimes. She's a nice girl, but she gets so passionate about things. Now, what do you mean by passionate? Because trust me, I can get very passionate. But you said she's ignorant. I just hear judgment. Then she's embarrassing sometimes. What is it about what she's saying that caused you to feel embarrassed? I get it. But you remember what I said? I think I said it twice now. Life is not for wimps, and the spiritual path is for gladiators. So now, if your friend is doing something, your friend is doing what she's doing and is making you feel embarrassed, that's your issue. Now, you say she's loud. I've experienced people saying, good Lord, really? But it's my issue. That's the truth. When you're in a grocery store and a child is crying, we all have thoughts about the mother, about the child, or why they shouldn't allow kids here. It's your issue. It's not the mother's issue. It's not the child's issue. Sometimes we get so caught up and think we know what somebody else needs to be doing, how they need to talk. But then when we hear their story, we're like, oh, my God, I feel so bad. Because if a child is acting up, stay with me, Jennifer. I'm coming back to you. I got something I want to hit you with, but I want to soften you up a little bit so you can feel the But no, you're representing the voice of a lot of people. A child might be in a grocery store on a plane. you know, crying and just going through it. And you're like, oh, hey, kids, why am I sitting down here? I got a business meeting to go to. I just wanted some peace of mind. I thought I'd be able to sleep. All the blah, 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 blah that we allow ourselves to get caught up in. And we go into judgment and criticism. Why can't that mother take care of the child? And look, the father's there too. He's just ignoring the child. Then maybe you hear a story saying, well, they just lost their grandmother, or somebody died suddenly, or something that would be considered traumatic happened. Then it becomes, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I feel so bad. So Jennifer, here's the thing. Understand that you don't know the whole story. Sometimes people are loud because they feel that nobody sees them. So in their hiding, because nobody sees them, they get so loud, say, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. If she's a friend of yours and she's nice and you see that she's loud, she's ignorant, I say to you, here it is. Brace yourself, take a deep breath. If you spot it, you got it. You can't know what ignorant is if it doesn't live in you. Can you hear Jennifer saying, I didn't ask you to talk about my life. I told you how do I talk to my friend. I'm trying to give you a broader perspective. First of all, two things. One is, I thought this would take like 2 minutes to answer, but, you know, I got all these people talking through me. I got to let them all out. So here's an opportunity for you to be more loving. Loving to yourself, having judged her. I didn't judge her. You say she acts ignorant. That's not a praise. I've never heard anybody, we're so happy to give you this award. You are so ignorant. You inspire us. So, yes, that's a judgment. So, anyway, here's an opportunity for you to be loving to yourself and loving to your friend. And how do you tell her nicely? How do you ask her? Or how do you have a conversation with her? Ask her. But do you notice that when you speak, you talk real loud? And more than likely, she's probably going to say no, because clearly she's doing it. When you were talking, what's really going on? Do you hear yourself sometimes? She might say, yeah, I do sometimes, but I just get passionate. Okay, so what's wrong with passion? Can you make room for her passion? You said she's a nice girl, but she gets so passionate about things sometimes. We need people to get passionate. And sometimes those of us who get very passionate about stuff, we're like, oh, God. But, you know, I'm going to take your passionate as the highest vibration of passion, not the other, gosh, you just get passionate. She's so dramatic. Don't kill the fire. Use the fire to burn up all the other stuff. We need passionate people in the world. Too many people are, oh, no, it's just little old me. What can I do? She's your friend. Talk to her. Own it. I feel embarrassed when you talk loud. It's not her business. That's what you feel. That's your experience. Sometimes I feel you're so loud. And I'll be honest, I sometimes think you're ignorant if she's a good friend. Now, some people say, you can't say that to a friend. Well, who would you say to? An enemy? If you can't tell your friend the truth, then who can you tell the truth to? So in telling your friend ignorant, you can say, well, I have had the thought. I actually think you're ignorant, but what I realize is me being judgmental about you. So your way of being, who you're being in the world, how you show up, I'm judging it. And you may even find out this is all completely about you. Probably isn't loud, but maybe when you were younger, you were told to pipe it down. Calm down. Stop being so loud. You don't know what you're talking about. Relationship is the perfect fertilizer for your spiritual growth. Relationship is the perfect fertilizer for your spiritual growth. So your nice friend is trying to give you something to grow. Will you take the plunge? Are you willing to let go of judgment? Are you willing to let go of what you think is going to happen? Are you just going to focus on risking losing a friend or focus on reward? the reward of getting to communicate authentically with your friend. Don't make such a big deal about it. Relax. Own your stuff and speak your truth. Own your stuff and speak your truth, and everybody will be set free. Celeste.
Dude, really? Yeah. I thought, you know, that was an easy one, but when you approach everything like a maestro, I mean, what can I do, dude? I mean, you're going to always find a Picasso. There is no question that is an easy question for you. You cannot help it. Beautiful answer, okay? And there's some other stuff going on in the chat room. Look, y'all, run over there. Check it out. I can't break down. That's beautiful. But I can't decipher all that with what he just gave, too. But go over to the chat room. There's some amazing stuff going on over there.
All right. I'm going in the chat room. All right, you do the announcement. I'll be back later.
Lord, have mercy. And, I see Rebecca and Sankofa as well want to get a piece of this action, Life Coach today. So I just want to let you know what's going on in the studio since I'm about to do a PSA to keep the healing going, okay?
Yes, go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, sir. Great. All right, beautiful people. So the healing continues. And if you are in Atlanta, there is an amazing opportunity coming up that we want to make sure that you're aware about. It's Wellness Through Healthy Living at Hillside International Truth Center. That's coming up on Saturday, April 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they've got some amazing workshops going on. And you get to tap into how to love your body to life. Okay, so this is just a little bit of the offerings that they're going to be giving you. There's energetic healing, there's testing, there's vegan eating, you can get your Reiki on, some Tai Chi, Qigong, because I like saying that word, African drumming therapy, and so much more. Information on the Affordable Care Act, and you get free health screenings and information and free samples. It sounds like a wonderful time. So check out the Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair, open to the public, Saturday, April 5th from 10 till 3 at Hillside. And for more information, you can call 404-758-6811 or go to hillsideinternational.org. And I know my girl Yvette has got you hooked up in the chat room about where you can get more information about that. So I know that you guys are really enjoying letting go to live a balanced life with Life Coach today. He's just really cutting up. And we want to know if you're ready to make room for more good. We hope so, because we have more coming up for you on upcoming shows next week. And I'm excited to tell you about, they shared a little bit about Candace Gorman. Gorm, make sure we have her name right. She's going to be coming to share her story about finding herself and her personal journey, her story, which is a powerful way of continuing our celebration of Women's History Month, because women are doing it for themselves and finding different avenues. So she's going to be sharing her road to the avenue through atheism to be grounded and find herself. Powerful show coming up. And I just saw on Facebook from Cream DeCoco an Albert Einstein quote, if the bee disappears from the surface of the earth, man would have no more than 4 years to live. Now, I thought that's a timely quote because we've got somebody coming up next week who's going to be sharing about the healing qualities of hummingbirds and bees for their personal life and their metaphysical journey. Noelle Mead Izzy will be in the house, and Life Coach today will also be flying solo to offer you some soul food for your consciousness, expanding on the theme of March, which is living a balanced life. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle Fear with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you indeed, and we are daring you to live your best life. You came here to be significant. You came here to shine so bright. The people who are in the darkness would either dissolve, disappear, or say, I want what she's having. You know what I'm saying? When you show up, you light people up. You turn them on. They're like, oh, my God. What is he on? Yes, we're here to light each other up and be the path, light the path for one another. And if you're sleeping, you know, then you're going to slow the party down because we need you. So we're daring you to live your best life. And now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and which we also call the Spiritual Weather Report. And she's getting ready to drop some deep truth. And then we're going to take some calls. I love callers. I love questions. Celeste, what's blowing? What's blowing in the universe today?
Well, I'm going to help the people understand energetically what's moving for you, sir. We're in a number 4 day, family. Number 4 is Emperor. It's usually where I spend a lot of my time when I do the number 4, but we're going to go down a different road today for the fun of it. So, 4 Emperor is astrologically related to the sign of Aries, which Life Coach Day happens to be. And if he's not fire today, I don't know what. You better let it go. I'm loving it. Okay, so let me continue with this celestial moment then. Yeah. I just have to say that when you play with numbers the way that I do and you love the people of the show and the listeners, I got all your numbers. And there's a lot of 13 fours running. So stay alert because you know what your birth cards are. This is how you get to apply the magic. All right. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is four, but we're going to put the focus on the number 13. We understand that energy does not die, but it will change. And in that change is transformation from one form to another. The death card is astrologically connected to the sign of Scorpio, and some of their traits include being determined and forceful, emotional and intuitive, powerful and passionate, exciting and magnetic. Now today for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the coyote of the medicine cards. Its number is not four, it's actually 13, but when you add 1 + 3, you get 4. So here we go. Coyote, you devil, you tricked me once more. Must I sit and ponder what you did it for? Yes is the answer. Go sit down to see what the coyote, the trickster, has for you. This animal comes with sacred lessons to show you what needs to be healed when your world starts to rumble. For when you are bested by your healing angels, your challenges, your ego, and your own mind, then it's clearly time to listen. When we miss the lessons of the tricks of life, we get an opportunity to do it all over again. And a coyote loves to play when we are resistant. He is a great teacher for your ego, especially when it's running the show. Remember, if you get caught up in a coyote snare, be reminded to go immediately beneath our experiences to see that it's all an illusion. You outsmart the coyote from a chilled out position. When you finally let go, you find yourself more nimble to respond to life instead of reacting to it. So remember to have some fun. And that's the story of 13, Toter the Coyote of the Medicine Cards. All is well. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Yes, you got to play to heal. When you play, you get to heal. And Bessel has a show every Thursday, the play experience, passionately loving and appreciating you. Play, P-L-A-Y. Thank you. Woo, coyote. Yes, you got to. Sometimes you trick your own. You trick your own damn self. Like, how did you not even do that? And you get so uptight, you get caught up in your own medicine. Like, what just happened? Becomes one of those.
Which money y'all hit me?
That's right. Was that Rush Hour 2? And it's like, which one of y'all can hit me?
I got that for you. All right. I'll see you later.
Okay, we're going to take some calls. The number is 347-426-3346. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. He's crazy, he's nutty, but he has a heart of gold. Ooh, did I just say that? I know who I'm is. That's right, I said it. I am here to serve. And if you disagree, if you agree, if you have something to share, bring it. This is the House of Love. We have set the intention to support you for your transformation journey. Ooh, it must be the number four getting me to talk smack. But anyway, Rebecca, how may I be of service to you today? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. It's just interesting. You know, of course, as usual, you get on the online and I see, oh, well, look, all your stuff is out there just to be healed today. Your topic is right on time and on point as usual. Or is that me? I don't know. So, yeah.
It's you, it's me, it's us.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I guess I called because I was like, okay, letting go. Boy, why does it feel so heavy?
Is that the question?
Why? Yeah, why does it feel so heavy to let go? Because right now, I'm like, you know, it started off with nitpicky little, it's not little, I mean, it's it's stuff in the relationship that popped up and, you know, reared its ugly head, and it was all my gut instincts were screaming at me, and I went and checked, and yep, lies. I know everybody lies. I heard your voice as soon as I found out those lies. I was like, dangummit, everybody lies. But, you know.
And that's the truth.
Yeah,
everybody lies, and that's the truth.
And as soon as I, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to meditate about it. I'm going to think about it. And then I got up, and I was like, oh, look at the topic. Doggone it. So, you know, it all brings me back to me. And the good thing is I started heavily meditating again, and maybe that's why this is happening right now. And, you know, you kind of go back to, okay, point that finger back to yourself. What is your stuff around this issue? And I'm like, oh, man, it feels so heavy because I really just want to be pissed that he's on Facebook with his ex. You know, but it's like, well, what does that have to do with me? I don't know. So it just feels heavy and yucky, and I don't really want to go there.
Okay. So a couple of things. You said, why does it feel so heavy? Then you see the things that's happening. So, well, it's really about me. But let's be a little bit specific here, so we can maybe inspire some of the answer to the question. So, what are you moving through? What are you lifting that you can't seem to let go of?
I guess just being, you know, dishonored. Just having somebody, you know, you completely give yourself over to somebody in relationship and. To find out that it was all a lie, like everything, I was completely vulnerable, completely jumped, you know, all Sandy, all the girls online, they all know me, they know I jump, I, you know, trust, and I did it, and now I'm like, really? You know, and just to feel like the last person in the world, you know, once again, I thought could do anything to me, and just like, man, everything was a lie from what I was told to, you know, and I don't like that it null and voids everything, but it feels like it just null and voids everything. And I know that in the end, if I look back and go, okay, well, obviously I'm going to let go of something. Well, I mean, the only thing I can think of is, you know, from a psychology kind of point of view is, okay, obviously what your dad left when you were young. And that just feels so lame. I'm sorry, it just feels so lame. So I was like, really? You still haven't worked through that? Because what, it's people leaving? What's the deal? I don't know. So maybe I'm just looking at the wrong thing. It feels really heavy, and it just feels like, you know, I just want somebody to be their best self, you know, and that wasn't that.
So let me make sure I understand what you're saying here. What I hear is you took the plunge, you're willing to do something differently, to open your heart up and love differently and have a different experience. You told your friends about it, only to come around and it's like, oh, shit, it's the same old story again.
Yeah.
And in that same old story, you got in contact with, conversation with, or stories with your relationship with your father. You got in touch with, well, really, it's all about me. You got in touch with, there's no point trying to bring up the past. Let me move forward. But there was a part of you saying, I want to move forward, but it's just really, really hard. It's heavy. I can't do it. Is that correct?
Yes. And, I mean, I think of Abraham teachings. They're like, you know, yeah, you can go back and visit all the past, but, you know, why not just get on with living? And part of me is like, yeah, I'm just kind of tired of revisiting stuff. You know, prac classes, you do that a lot. And I'm just like, I just can't believe this stuff is affecting me now. I just can't believe it.
Good. You're getting somewhere. Now you're getting to the core of it. I can't believe that this is still happening to me.
Yeah.
Because in your mind, you think you were over it, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. So let's stay with that for a minute. And when you talked about Abraham, for those who don't know, Abraham Hicks,
You can find out more by going to abrahamhicks.com. They're a group of non-physical beings. And I often joke when I listen to Abraham, they say, if we were in your physical shoes, we would do blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, you're not. So you are. You're not in my physical shoes. Now, truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. And when you say getting on with living life, what is living life? Now, you found out that some things that you thought you've healed, that you've gotten over, it still exists. That's what relationship is about. Now, you said, why is it so heavy? I want to let it go, but it just feels so heavy. What I heard you say is when the stuff that were coming up to be healed, you called them lame. You said, I need to get over that. I thought I should have been beyond that. See, what you called lame, when you think, when you're reminded of something, like an experience with your father, because of this relationship, don't discredit it. You don't get no spiritual badge point award for, oh, you didn't tell the story about your father. If it comes up, it comes up. That is living life. If it's a house, you might do the plumbing system, and then something else is wrong, and then you go back to fix the new thing that's wrong and realize the first thing you fixed is still not working properly. And that's what caused the new fault. We don't say, oh, my God, I can't believe that's still not fixed and all that. I mean, we trip. But what I'm saying is if you had a 14-year-old daughter who went through a painful experience, well, let me take it to eight years old. And she went through a painful experience, and she finally built the courage to love again, to trust again, to be more playful. And somehow somebody did the same thing that she was afraid of. And then she comes to you and say, well, that's what so-and-so did to me. And and you're going to tell her, don't talk about that, what happened in the past. Deal with now? Are you going to yell? Are you going to get intellectual about it? It's like you that what I know about you, you're going to listen. All of us. Yeah. When the children, when they come to us, even they're saying things sometimes that we think, yeah, they're making it up. And then I was just trying to be nice. Okay, come here, baby. It's okay. Why can't we be that parent for ourselves? It's heavy because it keeps coming to, it's coming up to be released, but you say, ah, that's so lame. I don't need to talk about my relationship with my father. So you push it back down. I'm pissed. No, I can't be pissed because that's not spiritual. Living life is recognizing, oh, wow, this reminds me of my relationship with my father. Wow, I thought I'd gotten over it. Oh, that means there's more work. That's living life. Oh, my God, I'm so pissed. He lied to me. And, oh, and now I look like a fool. I told everybody. Okay, so you're pissed. Big deal. God ain't judging you. Unconditional love is unconditional love. Can you love yourself enough even while you're pissed at somebody else?
Yeah,
see? The letting go sometimes, it's not even so much what we have to do. It's how we're being about what's coming up. So what I would say is make room for what's coming up, the emotions. Make room for them. Become compassionate. What are you doing? Are you multitasking?
What, Rick? No. I was actually shutting the drawer because the – my dog was wanting to get in my lap because I'm. Cause okay. He sees me like getting emotional. He's all like, "What's going on, Mom?"
Okay. Okay, good. Because I want you to.
Sorry
I want to
that.
Connect with you. That's okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure rather than think about it, so we can move on now. So other people might say she's not even listening. She's cooking while she's talking to him. So I just want to make sure we eliminate that thought. But here's the thing. Here's what I'll say to you, my sister. I'm holding your hands. It's okay to feel what you feel. It's okay to feel whatever, being pissed, being embarrassed, feeling like a fool,
feeling like you should have trusted him. Maybe you tell yourself, this is why I don't want to be in a relationship anymore. It's okay to feel that. But don't buy a house there. Don't buy a mansion and move in. Watch the emotions and let what wants to come up. See, the relationship is helping you heal issues of the past. As an adult, the relationship that we experience as adults help us heal the experiences that we had when we were younger and we didn't have enough insight or awareness to deal with it. We made it about us. We said, oh, they don't like us because they said this. So, yes, if conversation around your father comes up, let it come up. Don't judge yourself for that. You are not your emotions, and you are more than your emotions. Emotions, energy in motion. Acknowledge your pain. If you don't deal with it now, there is that part of you, call it inner child, the little girl inside of you, she's always going to say, Mommy, can I have some love? And if you keep telling her that is so lame, she's going to be hurt even more. Now, you may not feel equipped enough to know how to parent your own inner child. You may need to go counseling, therapy, coaching, a good friend, somebody to help you tell the story, and you're not worried about they're going to judge you. You're not worried about being spiritual or not. I can't say that. You just want to let it all hang out and release the energy. Allow the tears to continue to flow. And relationship, romantic relationship, will tear you apart, as you're displaying right now. And that's why some people would say, I don't do this love thing anymore, because that's what love does. Love will rock your world, because love rules. Now, in this betrayal, you now have an opportunity to love yourself differently, to understand that he did what he wanted to do because that's what he wanted to do. You can own the part where you say, I didn't listen to my intuition. Now, because I remember what that voice sounds like, next time I hear it, I'm going to listen. And let go of the judgment, the self-judgment. That's worse than betrayal. Self-judgment will just drain the life out of you.
Yeah, I agree.
So it takes courage for you. You're speaking for a lot of people, and as you stand and move through it, I am enfolding you, I'm holding you, I'm hugging you. And knowing that every part of you that wants to be healed is being healed now because you made the step and said, let me ask how to do. Healing is already taking place. But be gentle with yourself. You are developing your spiritual muscles, and relationship, romantic relationship, is not for the faint of heart. Because if you love really, if you love deeply, which you do, chances are you'll be taken to a whole new level or you'll be betrayed. It's part of life. So let's talk about self-care. When was the last time you took time to really nurture yourself, like take a bath? Or get a massage. When's the last time you did that?
I did. I have been, actually. I've been doing that. So that's probably why it was easier to hear the intuition, you know. So, I actually manifested a free massage.
There you go. And guess what? Get this. You manifested a relationship. And when you got the lesson, your soul said, it's time to let it go.
Yeah.
It's time to let it go. It's not easy. And I know the people listening online and even in the archive are joining with you and sending you. There are a lot of people who can relate to your story. There are a lot of people. You are healing other people by telling your own story. And I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Just be gentle. If you find yourself being critical, just check it. Just check it. Oh, there you go, being critical. I know, I understand.
Yeah, I guess it's just, it's, I usually am pretty good about that. It's just I know that you do, I mean, it's a natural thing to start once you get spiritual to say, oh, you know, that's not spiritual. And then I hear the whole, don't blame, you know, you want to be right, or do you, you know, and I don't want to be right. That's not it. I'm hurt. You know, that's the reality of it. I'm just hurt. And, and of course I'm told over and over again, you know, he continues to say, well, you're just being insecure. And it's like, you know, you don't have to turn it into something where you're putting me down. That's the reality of it right now. So,
and here's another thing. If anyone tells you you're being insecure, tell them, yes, I am. I am being insecure. We all go through insecurities. Okay, so what? What's the point? I'm being insecure. Can you support me in being secure in my insecurities? And if you can't do it, then I just invite you to leave my space.
Yeah.
And so it's okay to be insecure. You know, that's the journey of life, to learn to be secure in our insecurities, that we get so secure about life that it really doesn't matter anymore. And, you know, it's time to let go. If you find yourself being judgmental, do some forgiveness rituals. And, you know, as I said, if you're feeling pissed, be pissed. If you want to blame, blame. Just don't move in there. Don't sign a contract to live on that land. Just recognize, yes, his action caused you pain, and your action is causing you pain too. It takes two parts in a relationship. It takes both parties to, well, if it's one or two people in a relationship, when it breaks down, everybody has a role. Everybody has something to be responsible for. So if you must blame, blame. But don't write a contract and say, I want to live here for the rest of my life. It will eat you up. And it's about taking action. With this pain that you feel, what are you going to do? What actions are you going to take to take care of your own health?
Yep. So good thing
and
about
like,
stuff going wrong, you tend to meditate more and start doing things for yourself.
Well,
so
and that's the thing. The thing about the meditation and the prayer and the affirmation, the thing about that is it brings up all stuff that needs to be healed. It's like cleaning out. You clean out all the junk. You clean out the issues with your dad, with your mom, with your brother, with your sister, and they come up. And sometimes we don't get to see those issues. Somebody else comes into our life to be a mirror so we can see that, oh, my God, this stuff is still here.
Yes.
As much as I work on being secure with people that I come in contact with, there are times where I leave saying, oh, I don't think they really appreciate me. I don't think they you know, I don't know if they really see me and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, yeah, we hear that. And it's just stories from childhood just showing up. Wow. I mean, how about inviting that little child who's scared to say, oh, come and sit right here. It's okay. Well, you want something to eat? Rather than to go sit your ass down somewhere. We don't need you here. It's all part of the human experience. You know? And then to say to myself, okay, I see what's going on here. I'm projecting my issues on them. I'm feeling insecure. Okay, cool. It's okay. Forget all this not being spiritual if you blame. You can't help but not be spiritual. You're already spiritual. You're a spiritual being. There's nothing you can do or not do to be anything but who you are.
Yes.
So one thing you're going to take away from this, or one thing that comes up for you, or if there's any question that you have, I'm listening.
No, I'm going to be more gentle with myself, and I definitely have a response to being insecure. So,
that's right.
That's a good thing. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you abandoned me. Yeah. Okay, I feel lonely. I feel abandoned. I feel neglected. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so insightful. Man, it took me a while to realize that I'm insecure, but you just went straight to it. You know how I know? Because it hurt when you said it. That's power.
Yeah. And it feels like it's back. That's nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome, darling. Sending you love and blessings.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Let's go to Sankofa Infinity. Infinity and beyond, so that you may hear the soul communicating to you. Hey, Sankofa. Hey, soul communicator.
Listen, man, I am so thankful that I was allotted the time to really sort out my thoughts to convey the message. And I'm so grateful that I got a chance to hear the last caller. You know, namaste, my sister. I support you with all my prayers and my energy as well. But, you know, I had this conversation with myself today. Mm-hmm. About human experiences and being a spiritual being. And, of course, I'm having a conversation with my spiritual self, and my spiritual self is saying, well, you're here on the earth to have a human experience. You're here on the earth to have a human experience. Do not judge your human experiences. And I'm like, okay. So I'm looking around in my home, and I'm like, God, this place is immaculate. You know, there are no human conditions here. But I said, okay, let me go look in some of these closets that I have back here. So I go and look in one of my closets, and oh, my goodness. That's where the human experience is. A lot of heaviness, but it's mine, and I created it. And if I do not have my human experiences, if I don't experience the fullness of that, I cannot be a light of the world, because the human experiences provide me with colors, rainbow colors. Each color has a frequency. They have a vibration. Life is good, and I enjoy me. I'm like, oh my goodness, you're talking about the coyote. I am the coyote. I will trick myself just to trick myself into seeing what it is that I need to see. Because I need to be tricked. I know that I need to be tricked. So there you have it.
There you have it. You were feeling all the rainbows. I hear you. Yes. We trick ourselves so that we may know who we are. And the human experience, it's like, I mean, I said it three times at least. Life is not for wimps, and the spiritual path is for gladiators. The human experience will, oh, Lord, have you forgetting who you are. But it's all a universal game. I hear you, my sister. Thank you. And keep talking to yourself and keep listening to yourself. And don't let nobody call you schizophrenic.
Namaste,
darling. Thank you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We got time, I think, for one more after Donata calling from Canada. What's up, Donata?
Hey, Hade. Thank you for taking my call. I think I tuned in. It's funny because I just took everything off my schedule today, and I said, okay, I was just talking to a woman, and she was kind of in the same state that your previous caller was in. And I told her, I said, this is a number, call in the Soul Radio. And I says, okay, that's interesting. I just told her to do it. I go, but I'm going to wait till like later tonight. It's usually, you know, my bedtime thing. I took everything off my schedule, and I tuned in to Soul Radio. And yesterday I was kind of triggered because, you know, you got to practice what you preach. Yesterday I was triggered with like a wave of emotions, and I said, what's this about? You know, there's been a lot of activity lately and all that, and I've paid attention to the people coming forth, and I've been having kind of the same conversation for the past couple of days. how we bought into this illusion of what we see the outside to be. So, you know, I mean, my life has been filled with just really beautiful activity, and we know that I've experienced deconstruction and all that, and I'm reconstructing, and it's so wonderful. And I got triggered yesterday because I said, people get triggered by, people get buy into an illusion. I said, you know, they want to know, how do I get on a radio show and how do I get on stage? And, like, really, who cares? And I'm looking at this. I said, this is not the way I want to. If God is wanting me to be in this leadership position, I think as a woman, I want to stand up because I have moments just like the caller that called in. We all go through that. I think we need to come into the reality that we're human beings. And this illusion of what we see the outside world to be, and I was triggered by these emotions since yesterday. I said, what the hell are these emotions coming up? You know, if I look at the outside picture, it's really wonderful and lots of opportunity and it's abundant and it's all this. So I said, why am I being triggered? Because I'm seeing women really being trying to live up to this exterior illusion that we see. Mm-hmm. And this regarding, you know, this woman that I was talking to is a mother. I said, do you understand the privilege on the planet, that the role that you've been given, that you're a mother? There's no place on stage or any radio station that is more of a privilege than being that. So, you know, I said to her, I said, go take your daughter and go have a nap with her. Because really, that is so much more important than, you know, how you're going to get on stage or how many followings you have.
Right.
So yeah. I wanted to come and share this because as I was saying this to her, right, yesterday I was triggered because I was getting into this, you know, masculine activity and all that stuff, and I felt like I was being lured into this illusion, and that's not what I want to experience.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the real stuff because the truth is, you know, as I'm being given these opportunities, I'm also being triggered because I'm a single mom and I have children, and that's my, you know, my son reminds me all the time because I pray that my top value is family. So when I'm, you know, wanting to travel for a speaking gig or whatever, my son reminds me, yes, mom, and you're going to leave your family behind. So yes, there's a guilt trip with it.
Are you, Aldana, we're losing you. I don't know if you're on the speakerphone, but you're kind of sounding like you're going down a black hole.
Is this better?
Oh, good
Lord.
Better? I feel like you're in the, yeah, you're like, you sound like you're in the studio with me now. Oh, Lord. Okay, I was like, hey, come back.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. Could you imagine the day we're going to be able to do the show live together? See, you just planted
it
in my mind.
I know you're looking forward to it. It should be fun. Oh, that fire. Oh, that passion. People will be like, Richard, you're just too hyper for me. I can't take it.
we'll probably lose all your callers. Or I don't know what could happen. So that, what came up for me is a wave of emotions, and I asked myself the question, as a woman today and as a woman that's stepping into a leadership role, what do I want to stand for? Who do I want to be in that role? And I think as women, it's so important that we talk about these important issues. And I think, you know, we've bought into the illusion. And I think the veil, I think it's so much more powerful to be in a space where we can speak the truth. See, I feel safe saying this with you on this radio station, but I need to feel safe and have the courage to speak it to the masses. And the truth is, I don't really feel safe doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I want to say this real quick. We've got another call, but that's the thing. It's like what you just said is so empowering because sometimes we don't feel safe to tell the truth. We don't feel safe to be vulnerable. We don't feel safe to shine our light. And you know how freeing, if you were talking to somebody who wants to be more, wants to be vulnerable, wants to step out in the world, but they've got all kind of stories going on in their head, and you turn to them and said, you know, there are times I don't feel safe to speak up. Sometimes I'm afraid. I know you can understand how liberating that is for others, and that's what we're here to do. Because being on this planet, it's you talk about a human experience. So, in our not feeling safe and communicating that we don't feel safe, we help others and ourselves feel safe, because now we've communicated something that we're unsafe about. Because then other people say, me too. And then we look around saying, oh, wait, it's not just me. There's more. There's other people that feel that way. What a gift. We think sometimes we got to talk about how great life is and I'm spiritual. I've learned to levitate and all that, and that's what brings healing. Yeah, that brings healing, but the true healing is to get ready to get into the heavy vibration. That's where the real healing happens. You know, all the people that inspire us, when we talk about the master teachers, Jesus the Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, or whatever, whoever, Mother Teresa, when we talk to them, when we get, well, not talk to them, or if we do, but what inspires us about them is what they did. When Mother Teresa goes to somebody who looks like we won't even want to go, we can't even look at them because they're like, oh, my God, that's the real work. That's the real work. So I've got to take next call, but I really want to commend you for the work you're doing. I want to commend you for being able to speak out and say, I don't feel safe to say what I really feel in my heart to say, because that is liberating. It is liberating. Thank you, Donna. Keep being your passionate self. The world needs you. You're welcome. The world needs you. Keep shining. We're all in this together. Let's go to Yassine from California. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see Alana number.
Yes. Hello. Namaste, my brother Ajay.
Namaste.
It is a
Namaste.
Privilege.
Too.
A wonderful. Namaskar. Oh, it is so nice to talk to you. And this is my first time actually queuing into your show, and I am so grateful that I did. The caller just before the last caller was just, oh, my goodness. You're well aware that I went through some of the same things that she went through with relationship, breakup, and the feelings and the emotions and all of that. And I applaud your insight in just helping her get through the feelings and you know, flexing that let go muscle.
Yes, there you go. That's it. Yes.
That's the thing that I had to learn to do. It's the thing that helped me heal. Learning how to let go. I think what happens is from my own perspective, I feel like, okay, I've been hurt. You know, I'm gonna grieve and feel bad and do all of this that just makes me feel worse. When on the other side, when I look at it from a spiritual perspective, you know, just like I've learned, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. This person has really come to teach me something. And if I listen to my intuition, I listen to my spiritual self, the lesson is that, the most power I can have is to have access to the universal power. And I can't do that on my own, you know. Which is why I have to let go of my idea of what I can, what my power is, and allow the universal power to take over. And I'm telling you, you are so right. It is so freeing. It is, and the other part is that it allows me to be compassionate with myself, because as long as I stay in the human emotional aspect, I can't find that compassion that I really need to nurture that inner child that's really hurting. You just brought all of that up, and I just want to say thank you so much. I got so much from listening to the conversation, and I'm really glad I tuned in today. It just feels so good to talk to you. It's been so long.
Yes, it's been a while. But I feel like we just talked last week. I feel close. I feel your energy. I feel your connection. And I love you. I love who you're being in the world. And
you know, being an example, and you coming on and sharing this story so that Rebecca can hear it. I know some of the story. You walk through it.
Yes.
You know, you did the hold on, you let go, you hold on, and you let go, and then now you found yourself.
Yes.
It gets better. It gets better.
It gets so much better. You know what? If I could testify, I would tell you how great it has been. But you know what? You're so right. Life is good. Life is great. And thank you so much for being you, for being being an instrument. Yes, yes. Mm.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. I am in deep gratitude to all the callers, the listeners, all of you. If you listen on the archive, and wow, I have been surprised. And Rebecca, you are standing for your healing, and you're standing for healing and others. And Yasin is calling in to let you know that it gets better. It gets better. And oh my God, it's going to be sweet too. As a matter of fact. Fact is sweet now, but you're going to taste that sweetness fully. It's not like, you know, when you go to the shopping mall and they give you the food like chicken or all kind of different food in a little cup. No, you get to eat a whole plate of sweetness. You get to say, I'll come back to that later. Can you imagine having somebody mirroring the complete idea of the perfect relationship where you can be insecure and vulnerable and your mate holds you and stands with you? I see it for you. Life is good, it's getting better. And I'm holding everyone in the highest of light. I have somebody talking to me in chat as well who just lost a mother and her children and having a hard time. I'm sending prayers out. And, you know, we need each other. Let's develop a courage to be a little bit more vulnerable, to tell our own truth, personal truth. When we're afraid, when we're feeling guilty, when we're feeling shame. Let's develop that courage because that's when healing happens. Real quick. What am I doing? I need to tell you about the show tomorrow, Ambassador, 7 p.m. Eastern, The Play Experience with Ambassador Safira. Make sure you join Ambassador. On Sunday we have Celeste, the celestial show with Celeste Morgan, 8 p.m. Eastern. See, I have so much to do and I'm rushing myself, but relax. You got nothing but time, brother man. You got nothing but time. On Friday, the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show is syndicated, so make sure you tune in to Within Radio. You can find out more information by going to inspirebroadcasting.com. And I think that's it. I said I was going to share an announcement with you. Well, a lot of changes happening for me, to me, with me. I'm letting go. I'm allowing balance. April 14th, the week of April 14th, that will be my last week of doing 3 shows a week. Not, I'm going to still be doing shows, but that will be the last week of doing 3 shows a week. It's okay. It's going to be all right. I'm going to take a week break after that, the 21st, take a break, and then come back on the 28th. Let me make sure I got that right. Then where's Celeste right here? Where'd she go? Okay, make sure I'm giving the date right. So I'll come back on the 28th, and that's a Monday.
Yeah.
From the 28th.
Yeah.
Yes, right. On the 28th, I'll be doing 1 show a week with Life Radio. 1 show a week.
Yeah.
2 hours long. And there's some other announcements, but we'll tell you more about that later on as we finalize all the stuff that's going on. I need to focus on other parts of my life, my expression, my coaching business, and there's so much that's happening, but I'm always here, and and so, Celeste, did I cover everything?
You need to let them know who's underneath us right now.
Ooh, guess what? Teron is underneath Celeste and I, and he said, Lala, Coco, y'all just smooth. But we're going to hear about 2 minutes of it. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Yvette. I appreciate all of you. I love you. Thank you, Celeste. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. The power of God protects you. And the presence of God watches over you. Wherever you are, God is. We need each other. Be loved. Be true to yourself. And allow yourself to be loved.
I love you so much. You can find out more about Teronce, T-E-R-O-N-C-E, by going to Bandcamp. I can't even remember the website now. Yvette, what is it? Have you posted it yet? Let me see. There she goes. Oh, I love my people. Teronce.bandcamp. teronce.bandcamp.com. Let me play a little bit of it. I'm out of here. See you live on Monday. I just know that you're La La Coco Smooth. Thank you for being in my world.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.